Mi point de Bal de Neige, merci d'être avec nous à la réunion mensuelle de l'Association communautaire de Basseville. Welcome to all of you on this lovely, I think we're in a midpoint of Winterlude, just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to join us for the Lower Town Community Association's monthly community meeting. Mon nom est Sylvie Bigras, je suis présidente bénévole de l'Association communautaire et je vais commencer avec un rapport de la présidente, qui est moi. So the agenda has now been posted and I'm going to start with the first item on the agenda, which is a welcome and a very short report. The first thing I want to talk about, and I do my reports and I say, well, we have concerns about this, concerns about that. J'ai commencé avec des choses positives pour ici parce que je suis excitée avec les choses qui se passent dans notre communauté. I have to start, and I think you're going to hear more about it from our counselor who is front and center on my screen here, but there's lots going on in our community. There's some great things to celebrate. On vit dans tellement une belle place et on aime se rencontrer, on aime faire des choses intéressantes, avoir du plaisir, écouter de la musique. And let me tell you, the drag queen bingo yesterday at St. Bridget's was phenomenal. A, it was sold out. I needed help from a certain counselor to buy my ticket. After I'd been promoting it all over social media, I forgot to buy my own ticket. It was a number of things. A, it was our community getting together. C'était tellement fun voir tous les visages. Two, it was St. Bridget's. It was Bridget's Well, the pub. That, you know, having a room full of people raising funds and celebrating and just enjoying being together as a community showed us just how wonderful that space is. Puis j'espère que les gens qui ont des événements à organiser, que vous serviez du bel espace qui est le pub de St. Bridget's, parce que c'est vraiment une belle place, puis c'est vraiment chaleureux. And I also invite people to stop by the pub. Sandra, who is the most regular pub goer I know, is it Wednesdays to Sundays? I'm kidding, Sandra. I'm catching you on the spot, but I know you're a fan. I think it's Wednesdays to Sundays that they're open. Yes. Alors, soyez les bienvenus à visiter le pub à St. Bridget. So, again, I'm sure I'm not going to go on about the drag queen bingo. It was a first for me, but I know that the counselor will probably, being one of the promoters and organizers of this amazing event, will probably speak to it. Bal de Neige est de retour dans le marché. Ça faisait une couple d'années où on voyait moins d'activités dans notre communauté. It was so great this weekend to see the animation and the joy and the families and all the activations going on, you know, in our community with Winterlude. And really it shows that we still have a beautiful jewel, which is the Byward Market. And I think that, you know, there's just so many great things that can happen there and have been happening there. When I hear the clip-clop of the horses from Kendall Stables going by, you know, and I've been hearing those clip-clops for decades and they're still there and they're still doing something that their family has done for generations. It's just so great to see. Dans une semaine, on va avoir la fête d'hiver de la Basseville, Winterfest, and you'll be hearing more about that. So that's another event that we're excited about. And so, again, that getting together this past Sunday, we realized we need to do a bit more as a community, as far as like getting ourselves together, whether it's a summer picnic, whether it's a corn roast. And of course the pandemic, I know, made it very difficult for us to come together as a community, but we're starting to do that now. And I encourage people to organize events and we will help promote them. We will, you know, people are looking for ways to connect with one another. Donc, n'hésitez pas d'organiser des événements. Et puis, nous aussi, on aimerait ça, éventuellement, on est un petit groupe de bénévoles sans beaucoup de ressources, mais on aimerait ça planifier plus d'événements dans la communauté. Alors, that's the first thing. So, great, events are back and there's animation in our community. Second thing I want to talk about that's a real positive is, and we've mentioned this in our in January at our meeting, we talked about our top priorities as the LCA. One of our priorities is beautification and animation, relates to the events I just spoke about. But I think we want to be very deliberate in improving the beauty and the spaces that we have in Lower Town. And we also want to work with partners and really promote a, a full community beautification program with the Byron Market, with NCC, with the city, with Zach at Ottawa Markets, with the BIA, et cetera. You know, we really think that beautifying a space makes it feel like it's special. And, you know, when we have our safety and security issues and we talk about, you know, obviously, you know, concentration of social services in our community, and that's causing some problems with businesses, with visitors, with residents. When a place is beautified, you can have the same problem and it still completely transforms your experience. So what I'm going to do is take 30 seconds to share with you a small little PowerPoint that I have on this, and bear with me. I probably don't have it in PowerPoint mode. Sandra, I see you nod if you see this. I see you. Okay, you're nodding. Thank you. So Kendra Hughes, and you'll hear from Kendra under our committee meetings. Kendra is the chair of our Arts and Culture Committee. Kendra and I got together and did some brainstorming, and this is something we're working on together through Kendra's committee. And we really brainstormed about what we need to do and who we need to work with. And Kendra had a lot of great ideas on potential partners. And Kendra also has an idea on some potential grants, and I have also another. So we're Kendra and I are going to continue to try and see if we can get some money. We don't want to ask the city for this unless, counselor, you want to throw money at us. You know, you're welcome to if you like it. But we really think that it would be nice for us to be able to find money to actually add some energy and vibrancy to our community. Des fois, c'est pas des choses qui sont nécessairement très chères. C'est pas des choses qui sont complexes, mais c'est juste quelque chose qui va vraiment réanimer et embellir la communauté où on vit, où on travaille et où on visite. And so this is just a very short little slideshow to give you an idea of what Kendra and I have been talking about. So beautification and streetscaping, and here's some things. Sidewalks, you know, I mean, some of these things I'll have to ask permission from the counselor. But yeah, I'm kidding. But, you know, we obviously would have a plan and we would get permission. If we're dropping planters in places that, you know, are public spaces, then obviously we'd have to work hand in hand with the city. But if we have a business somewhere, we want to drop a planter, you know, we can work with them. But these are some of the very basic elements that you can use to add some kind of like a life to your space. I mean, look at seating. I read somewhere about we have no place to be. We have places to go and walk, but there's no place where you can sit and just be. And one of my favorite things, because I'm a massive coffee addict, is getting a coffee and finding a little spot somewhere and just people watching. And I know other people like to do that. And in the past, I think benches have been reduced because they say, well, the homeless tend to use them. If the homeless need benches, let them have benches. If we have a lot of benches, then there'll be enough for everyone, right? And so some of the photos I want to show you. I don't want to go through this whole photo here, but public art. And this is something that Kendra is very connected to with her arts and culture group. You know, we're talking about planters. The other thing that's not on here, is the lower lighting. So, I'm just trying to advance my slides here. Our objectives. So here's our objectives. We want to try and get funding. We're going to create a beautification committee, Kendra and I. We want to create a vision from that, a plan on this vision, based on this vision, and then implementation. We want to start simply. C'est comme je vous ai dit, c'est pas quelque chose qui doit être super complexe, mais je crois qu'avec un peu d'argent, avec un plan, avec une vision, on pourrait peut-être transformer nos espaces. C'est ça qu'on veut faire. And so this is the, you know, the street behind where I live. I'm kidding. This is just so you look at this picture and what do you feel? You feel, I don't know, you just feel, oh, what a nice space. Of course, it's not, there's no snow, right? But I just wanted to show what greenery does. I love these lampposts. I'd love to have a budget for new lampposts. You know, the fact that there's bike parking, there's people just sitting, there's people reading, people walking. I just wanted to give you a sense of the feeling that beautification can do. And it's an extension of William, there's Byward and there's William. Anyway, it's obviously it's where the Beaver Tail is just at the end there. So it links Rideau Street to George Street. And I took the photo one night just walking home, and I thought, you know what, like just this little lighting on a, you know, a bleak night. I thought, look at that light. And it brings light, you know, c'est encore, c'est juste des lumières. Il n'y a rien d'autre parce que c'est l'hiver, donc on n'a pas de fleurs ni de verdure, etc. Mais juste les lumières ont le pouvoir de transformer notre espace. And lighting, I think, could be a very inexpensive, big part of our plan. And if some of you know the distillery in Toronto, they use lighting to just a beautiful effect where you feel like you're in a really special place. Just another spot here. I mean, obviously this is pedestrian, but this is probably Europe. Mais comme on voit, il y a beaucoup de vélos, il y a des arbres, il y a beaucoup de place pour s'asseoir, il y a des gens qui marchent. Encore, je veux juste vous donner un sens du feeling que ça nous donne quand on a des espaces pour vivre. You know, spaces for us to be human. Anyway, so that I just wanted to show you, to share with you what we're trying to do with our beautification plan as the LCA, and that's something that's really important to us. Just a couple more quick items before we move to our next agenda. The first thing is, as your president, those of you who are members, I have many, many meetings, some social, like Minister Mona Fortier's New Year's levee, which was just great, where some of our, where Sandra Milton got her Queen's Jubilee Medal, yay, given to her by our very own counselor, I believe, and Minister Fortier. But I also have very much more work oriented. So I'm on a number of groups or task forces, and I work very hard to represent our community. I do get a lot of feedback from people. People email us, Facebook posts, et cetera, et cetera. And so I appreciate that. Je veux dire qu'on apprécie beaucoup vos commentaires, vos suggestions. Nous, on est ici pour vous représenter. C'est vrai qu'on a nos propres idées, puis on vit dans la communauté, donc on connaît bien les enjeux. Mais on est quand même ici pour vous représenter et on espère que vous communiquez avec nous quand vous avez le besoin de le faire. One last thing, and I started positive, but one thing I am a little concerned about is, and I know, I'm not sure if our counselor is going to, I know the counselor is well aware of our concerns on this, is we have, been campaigning, and we had a media campaign in January that was very well received on a new way to deliver social services in the city of Ottawa. We know it's a complex matter. We know there are many vulnerable people who need help, but we know that the way that they are receiving the help now is basically not working. I think, you know, we've just become overwhelmed with the demand, and the fact that they're all concentrated in a small area creates all the problems we don't need to go through today, which you are very well aware of. The reason I'm concerned is I'm not sure our message is getting through. I'm just going to use one example, and it's Bernard Granite Arena in Vanier, and I have regular meetings with our community association counterparts, Vanier, and Chris Greenshield and Louise Lapointe and Ash, and they both work really hard, and we have so many common issues that we'd like to meet and share. And I know Vanier is incredibly concerned that the Bernard Granite Arena has been decided that it will become a shelter. And so you have a very important community facility in an area that's highly racialized, very low income, and lots of new Canadians as well. And so you know, my question was, wow, well, is there not another arena in the city of Ottawa that could have been picked? And the answer was, well, you're lucky because our other option was Lowertown. And I said, okay. I said, so the options are twofold. It's Vanier or Lowertown. So the fact that this was the response to me says we have a lot more work, that people don't get it, that our small scale model in a variety of wards in different ways, it doesn't have to be all the same exact services, is not really getting through yet. And there's this immediate gut reaction to just ship everything to either Lowertown, Vanier, or Sandy Hill. So I'm concerned about that. I know that there's people who are working on this and there are committees and task forces and whatnot who are addressing it. But the fact that these kinds of decisions are still being made after we've done such a public plea for a more balanced approach to the entire city supporting the vulnerable people concerned me. It's such a complex world and we're working on it. And I want you to know that we're very vehemently defending our views on this and we will continue to work on it. Donc, je vais laisser ça à ça, à moins que je regarde vite, là, avant de... Okay, so Robin, you said where exactly NCC, you're talking about our beautification plan, I think. So thanks for that question. Yes, there's actually, the NCC has a phenomenal lighting plan for the courtyards. And they presented to us, I forget when the last meeting, 6 months or so ago, and it's fabulous. So Kendra and I in our meetings have NCC right at the top as a potential partner. So, you know, we may be like dreaming in color, but we thought, come on, you know, let's start somewhere, right? Let's make this place beautiful and make people feel so good about, you know, about where they live. I don't see any other, thank you for agreeing about the lighting, Steve, I see that too. I'm now going to go to our next agenda. Merci encore une fois, là, tout le monde, de m'avoir écouté. Des fois, je vais un petit peu trop long, mais je suis tellement fière de vous présenter maintenant notre conseillère qui est ici fidèlement à chaque mois avec nous à notre rencontre communautaire. I know I have to tell you, I'm not lying when I say this and I'm not trying to gain points. This woman is working her, you know what, off on behalf of her Ward 12. She meets with her residents, she meets with us, her community associations regularly. She's listening, she's hearing. She has just been there since November. It feels like you've been there for like 2 years already, Stephanie. But I just want to say I am 100% like proud of the hard work that our new counselor is doing. And I'm very proud to introduce to you the counselor for Ward 12, Rideau Vanier, Stéphanie Plante, over to you.
That's so nice. Tivi, I'll send you that check for $100. You know, I told you to say that, so I'll send it in the mail. Thank you so much. Bonsoir tout le monde. J'espère que tout le monde va bien. J'espère que vous avez passé un bon week-end. Il faisait tellement beau. Comme a mentionné Sylvie, on a eu notre drag bingo ce week-end à St. Bridget's. We raised $1,200 to help them with the repairs that they need to do. Lucid was there. Mona was there. There was four or five city councilors that were there. It was a great show of support for St. Bridget's. And I think we've taken off the sting that from the previous tenants, but anyway, we're not going to get into that, but it was a great time for everyone. And it's funny because even the Maddie Longlegs and Amy Yonce, who were the drag queens, sent me a message saying they had never been in a room with that many politicians. So I'm going to take that as a compliment. the night was a success. And Sylvie, je voulais juste mentionner aussi, j'avais parlé un peu de l'art urbain, beautification, pageantry. And one of the things, and nothing is signed, sealed, delivered, but one of the things we're looking at with St. Anne in Lower Town, and again, it's not finalized, but as part of traffic calming, we're going to be looking at some street art. I'm working with the traffic calming committee on this right now, because in a lot of cities, they use street art as a way to delineate between crosswalks. And the Conseil Catholique is really, really keen, not just there, but at Horizon Jeunesse in Vanier, to put some crosswalk art. Again, these are all preliminary discussions, you know, who's going to pay, does it come out of a traffic calming budget, all the fun bureaucracy stuff, but it's in the works. And I'm a huge fan of all kinds of art, whether it be on a wall, on a mural, crosswalk, I think it's great. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted for that. Mercredi, après ma rencontre du conseil, je vais aller au 134 York Street faire du porte-à-porte parce que j'ai beaucoup, beaucoup de plaintes au sujet du bruit de la construction Claridge juste à côté. Je vais aller avec mon étudiant Bro Moore. Il est un étudiant à la faculté de droit et puis on va juste faire du porte-à-porte pour écouter les résidents et les résidentes. Moi et Jeff Leeper, conseiller dans le quartier Kitchissippi, on va peut-être faire une motion très bientôt parce qu'il n'y a pas de règlement sur le bruit lié à la construction. Il y a des règles à la ville, tu sais, pour après 10 heures le soir, après 11 heures le soir, la musique, les concerts, mais il n'y a rien relié à la construction. Alors, si vous êtes au 134 York Street, je vais être là mercredi. Je ne sais pas à quelle heure, ça dépend à quelle heure termine ma rencontre du conseil, mais je vais leur faire du porte-à-porte. Alors, je suis à l'écoute si vous êtes là cette journée-là. I just want to know. Oh, yes. For Bingham Park, is Donna here? Is she here in the meeting? I mean, I can talk to her afterwards.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Donna, how are you?
You.
Good. Okay. I just have a small update. I saw your email from Sandra earlier. So I don't, again, have all the details, but I think you were involved. I wasn't involved, obviously, in the discussions prior to getting elected, but there's been a bit of movement on behalf of Berea Hospital in terms of that strip that belongs to the city and taking it back and giving it back to the park. Again, I'm not privy to the details. It's sort of with lawyers at this point about it coming back, but that's caused the delay in the city getting back to you is whether or not we're going to get that strip back. I believe it's a couple 10 meters, I think, more of park space. I'm of the view that more park space and green space is good, and let's encourage more green space. But and I know, Donna, this file is very sensitive and you spent a lot of time on it, but that, I just want to let you know that's what's causing the delays. And obviously I'm not privy to that sort of legal correspondence between the hospital and between the city. So that's where that is at. Okay.
Are you talking about delays to get the next iteration of drawings?
No, I'm talking the reason why that Renee has not reached out to you guys is because there's conversations between the two properties as to that strip.
That's what I meant. Yeah, and that's what I meant. That's fantastic. Yeah.
So that's all. Wow. I don't, again, there's no lawyers calling me on this. So anyway, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just of the view that if it takes a little more time and we get more green space, I'm for it. So anyway, okay, going on. Sort of in the works now. There will be an update by city staff on what the plan is this spring and summer for the Byward Market. It's gonna be a sort of like town hall between the restaurants and the retail in the Byward Market. It's gonna be very focused just specifically on the Byward Market. When I have more details, I will send it to you guys. It seems to be being organized by sort of the economic development team at the city and some interested business owners. It'll probably be sometime in April, but just, you know, put that maybe file that away somewhere because I will definitely be listening in. I'm not sure what my level of participation will be, but it will be, you know, just so people know what the response will be from garbage and police and animation and that kind of stuff, you know. And then I proposed just a town hall so everybody gets the same information at the same time, because you know, saves me some emails. That's good. As you guys know, I have been doing my budget consultations. I started with kids. I've been going in schools and showing my budget, which was really boring for the kids, but then they got excited about telling me what they wanted for the city. And let me tell you, I got some really fantastic ideas, everything from what kind of splash pads they want to see, from you know, events that they would like a kids' day at City Hall where they can come, and the mayors, they had a whole plan. Obviously a lot of children had some very sad stories about housing and our lack of housing and, you know, living in shelters and that sort of thing. But my staff and I decided we're going to be putting together sort of like a what we heard kids budget and showing some of the priorities that the kids have. So if you have any kids that want to reach out to me and tell me about their plans, we're more than happy to listen. But we're going to all four school boards in my ward and in all areas. My next one is at Marie Bélanger, and then I'm going to Viscount Alexander and Sandy Hill. So again, if you have kids and they want to chat, I'm more than happy to listen. My favorite request I got from a young boy named Malcolm, who wants to know why the ice cream truck doesn't go all year long. He doesn't think it's fair that the ice cream truck just goes around in the summer. He says kids eat ice cream all year long and the truck should go all year long. And I was like, you know what? Fair. Like, it's a good question. So anyway, et pour moi, la consultation pour le budget va être le 23 février. Ça va être sur Zoom, Teams. C'est sur le site web de la ville, sur la page des consultations budgétaires. Alors, vous pouvez me joindre. Et je voulais flaguer aussi que le 28 février, c'est les consultations pour le budget des services sociaux. Alors, si vous avez des enjeux dont vous voulez discuter avec le staff à la ville au sujet des CHSLD ou les garderies ou les refuges. Ça, ça vient du budget des services sociaux. Alors, je vous encourage fortement à y aller. Moi, je vais être là. Je sais que Vanier va être là en grand nombre. Alors, je vous encourage aussi à vous présenter cette journée-là. And finally, I just wanted to flag, it just came out today. I'm actually going to put the link in the chat. There's a new funding for events that came out from the city today. It's up to $3,000, and community associations can apply if you have an event that you want to put on. There's the link right now with the criteria. So it's all there. Happy to support any of the projects you want to bring forward. And last, Dominique, I'm definitely going to put you on the spot, but we had a meeting with some Manotick homeowners or residents from the Manotick Community Association. They have trucks going on main streets in Manotick. And I just thought this sort of rural urban summit, I want to call it, we had was really great. We heard their concerns. They heard our concerns. They're going to be following up with their member of provincial parliament, Dominique. I forget who theirs is now, but maybe you remember. I know who my MPP is, but I don't remember who theirs is. Wait, was it Goldie Gumari?
Yeah.
I don't forget everything. But they're going to be reaching out to her, and hopefully we can have conversations, because to me, if it's concerning for them and it's concerning for us, then it's definitely something we can have in common. And as you know, we have a wonderful MPP who we can also bring into the conversation. Et autre que ça, le budget pour les enfants. Oh, Curtis. Est-ce que Curtis est sur l'appel, Curtis Wolf? Je ne sais pas s'il est là. Or if I should speak in English, Curtis. You may remember about, I believe last time we talked about possibly painting on certain streets in Lower Town where the cars can park on the street, because a lot of people had told me they were concerned that cars were parking into driveways because it's a bit uneven, the distribution of homes. So we are just working on that. I'm also trying to get that as part of the traffic calming budget. But if you are someone who wants lines painted on your street for parking, please reach out, because we want a critical mass for this. And that is all. Je pense c'est tout. Si vous avez des questions, je suis là à l'écoute. Bye. Merci.
La consultation budget social est de, c'est le 27?
C'est le 28. Je vais mettre le lien dans le chat.
OK. Parce que c'est quelque chose qui nous intéresse, évidemment. Merci beaucoup. Ça, c'est ouvert à n'importe qui, les consultations des budgets en ligne?
Oui, le mien va être sur Teams et c'est organisé par la ville. Hein. Ce n'est pas moi qui l'organise, c'est l'équipe des finances. C'est okay. Eux aussi qui ont fait mon PowerPoint pour les enfants et pour qui je vais faire le rapport de Kids Budget. Et si ça vous intéresse, c'est plutôt pour Vanier que je fais ça, mais évidemment, vous êtes invité le 22. Je vais peut-être organiser un petit pre-meeting pour les gens qui veulent aller aux consultations budgétaires le 28, juste pour qu'on s'organise comme communauté, qu'on n'est pas tous en train de dire la même chose ou qu'on ne répète pas les mêmes points. Ou s'il y en a qui veulent faire des PowerPoints, on peut travailler sur ça ensemble. So, I don't have the information. That'll just be something I organize on my own. But on the 22nd, I will hold like a pre-budget consult on the consultation on the 28th. So, you know, we can maybe sort of organize ourselves and presentations we want to give, things we want to say, just to make sure we're organized and coming in with the right messaging on this issue. But I will post the link to my consultation and the consultation on the social services in the link. And I hope to see you all there. And let me know if you want that ice cream truck, man, because that is very important.
Year round, I completely agree.
Why does he stop? Like, it's a good question. So. Yeah.
I want to have a beaver tail, go on a ride with Kundal Stables, and then have an ice cream cone as the dessert to my adventure.
Why is this not possible? We you know, we live in a world of Uber Eats. Why is this world not possible? Anyway.
Je voulais faire un commentaire. J'ai parlé de la levée de ministre Fortier et tout ça. Et puis, j'ai une observation à partager avec le groupe. Puis c'est quelque chose qui m'impressionne énormément. Nous avons trois élus. ELUES. Nous avons Mme Fortier fédérale, nous avons Mme Collard provinciale et nous avons notre conseillère Plante municipale. And these three women, not only do they have our backs, but what I really admired is that they support each other at events. And you work together quite a bit for women who have huge portfolios that you know that you have as our elected officials. C'est vraiment impressionnant. Puis c'est ça paraît que vous êtes là, que vous travaillez ensemble. And I just want to say, wow, you know, go ladies, and you know, the representation is phenomenal. So I just want to say that. And as a segue to that, j'aimerais donner la parole, si vous avez quelques mots à partager avec notre groupe ce soir, notre députée provinciale, Lucille Collard.
Merci Sylvie de me donner la parole, puis juste quelques instants parce que sûrement que vous avez des choses plus importantes à discuter au niveau de l'association. But I want to reiterate what I say all the time when I join community association meeting is that the work that you do is so important and helps us so much. As elected representative, our key secret, I guess, to getting the pulse in the community is really through the community association. And in that regard, what you do is fabulous. I was talking to the president of another community association today. Geez, we have so many community associations in Oranje, and it's great. But I would really like to see community association formalized and funded in a sustainable way, because, you know, I know it's very heavily based on volunteers, and you know, sometimes it's difficult. And je suis certaine, Sylvie, que tu comprends ça. Donc, de trouver des gens qui vont trouver le temps puis l'engagement de pouvoir te dévouer. Some people do it, you know, by passion for some specific issues, but I think that I would really like to see that in the future. I don't have really any big updates in terms of what's happening at the provincial level, except that I'm going back to Queen's Park next week. We're expecting the government to be tabling a number of legislation, so we'll be having new bills. Hopefully, it's going to be a lot about improving our healthcare system, education, and of course, affordable housing and homelessness. So I'm hoping really that, you know, we're going to see some positive change. I'm always a little bit skeptic when it comes to the priority of the Ford government, but like Sylvie said, I do have your back, and I'll be speaking on your behalf at Queen's Park. So if you have any strong points that you want me to make to Doug Ford, I do have a question in the House next week, a member statement, and then another questions. Like I have regular spots to be able to speak in the House, so I always welcome your ideas to be able to really you know, keep our government accountable. And because we talked about homelessness, and I know Sylvie, you mentioned the shelter, I need to maybe just give a precision that the Arena Bernard Grand made, you know, it's yes, they're going to turn it into like a center to welcome homeless people, but it's only for the summer months because the arena is not being used. So it's temporary from April to mid-August. Now, we still have concerns with the you know, the spot that has been selected, and you know, Stephanie, I, and Mona are working on making sure that the city knows about it, and that you know, we can continue to make the point that shelters need to be spread, and shelters, you know, needs to be in transitional model, that what we need is supportive housing, you know, with shelters only as, you know, what is required as a necessary temporary measure, because that's a problem we're seeing in our city. Shelters are becoming permanent solutions for a number of people. That's not the way we want to go. We need supportive housing. We need to understand why these people on the street, what they need, and be able to help each and every one of them. And for that to happen, we need to collaborate across government jurisdiction and across party line as well. So I'm really dedicated to that. And, you know, again, we're going to continue to work together with all levels of government. So I really, really much appreciate the collaboration between Stephanie, Mona, and the other city councilors. It's fabulous. Like, I couldn't ask for anything better in terms of working environment. So anyway, want to let you know, I'm always available. Reach out to me. I'm always glad to hear from you. So thank you again for the work that you do.
Et merci beaucoup de votre présence. C'est toujours bien de vous voir avec nous. Je veux juste préciser que l'aréna Bernard Grandmaître, c'est parce que la programmation de l'été a été annulée. C'est parce qu'il y a beaucoup d'activités pour les jeunes. Je pense que c'est du basketball. Il y a toutes sortes d'affaires. Alors, ça a quand même un impact négatif sur la capacité de cette communauté d'accueillir des activités pour les jeunes. Mais en tout cas, c'est là, c'était fait, puis j'en ai parlé, puis bon, c'est fini. Mais merci encore. And you spoke about the other counselors. I just want to say, it's great. I've seen Ralston King, Tim Tierney, Ariel Troster,
and Marty Carr. Don't forget Marty Carr from Alta Vista.
And Lucille, you forgot to talk about the dirty dance display put on by Councillor Stephanie Plante and Councillor Tim Tierney. They recreated the dance with Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey at the end. And all of you, you know what you missed? At the end, Councillor Plante went running across and she did launch herself. And Tim Tierney did catch her. It was phenomenal. That was my moment. You know how you have moments? That was the moment. I'm like, est-ce que notre conseillère est un petit peu plus rouge? No, it was such a great event. And
I think Tim's back is sore.
Anyway, thanks for entertaining us and for being such good sports, really. It's great to see your fellow counselors joining you and always, Lucille and Mona as well.
Can I add one more thing? I'm so sorry. I'm taking it forever. I'm so sorry. So, because I do like to have, like you said, a lot of cross collaboration between MP and MPPs and also our communities. So if you guys like to run, walk, bike, bring your stroller, there will be the Cabane à Sucre, the Museo PAP will have their Cabane à Sucre this year in Vanier in the first weekend of April. And on the second, my office is organizing a 5K walk run, sort of no frills, like there's no medals, there's no t-shirts or anything like that. But we will be blocking off some streets, including the Beechwood Cemetery, so people can walk with no cars for 2 hours, closing those streets down. It's all in the works, but I will send out the registration when that goes live, because I don't know if you've ever been to Beechwood Cemetery in that time of year. It's absolutely beautiful. So, and we want to support the Cabane à Sucre as well. So that's it. That's all for me. Over and out.
And if your office can share the invitations with us, we'll always promote that on our Lower Town Facebook and aussi notre compte Twitter de la Basse Ville. Alors, je vais maintenant aller au prochain item sur l'ordre du jour. And I'm going to hand next item off to our Vice President, Sandra Milton, to make the introduction of our next guest. Sandra, over to you.
Good evening, everybody. Well, tonight I'm very excited because the Routier Center is now open for programming, which is great. The community has really needed this. We've missed it. The Routier has worked, the city employees have worked really hard to clean it up, have it painted, get programming in. And we hope to have it up and running with lots of programming. So this evening, we have tonight is Karine Jolicoeur. She's the program coordinator at the Routier, along with Derek is not here, Derek McDonald. So thank you very much for coming tonight. And just give us an overview of what you're working on and if you need staffing and the good, bad, and what's going on. Thanks a lot.
So hello, I'm Karine Jolicoeur. Je suis la coordonnatrice des programmes du Centre communautaire routier. Comme Sandra a dit, Derek est notre superviseur au centre aussi. So I'm here to just kind of give you a little brief on can you guys hear me? Yeah, okay, cool. Just making sure. Making sure that you guys are aware of what's happening. So as you know, our facility was inner city health shelter for the last past of a couple of years. But we have it back and we've been, like she said, cleaning it up. We've repainted a lot of the walls. We kind of spiced it up a little bit. We've done a little bit of upgrades in our kitchen with some new equipment so that it's good to go and nice and inviting. We've been basically cleaning up our front area so that the front area is also welcoming and somewhere that people want to be. We've actually had a little bit of struggle hiring and getting staff in the building But that seems to be, I would say, something of the past, even though right now I am doing a lot of training. We have a lot of new staff that we've just hired to fill in all of our spots. And we're working on getting them all trained up so that we can just be open as long as possible for the community. So we've been working hard at trying to get the programming going. For winter, we actually managed to get quite a bit of our programs up and going, and with quite a bit of success, which is very, very nice to see. So I have been listening to everyone who's been walking in the center and saying hi and listening to what they want. I do want to work as much as possible with the community to find out what you guys want so that we can input it into our facility to support. And so far, one of the biggest things I had heard was yoga. So we have five different yoga timeframes right now in the winter, and they're all running, which is fabulous. We added a bridge class that's been successful, some dance classes for preschools and children. We have, I think that's about mostly what we have currently. Oh, we have a sewing class on Saturday as well that we are running. So we're going to try and run again the same stuff in the spring. I've added a little bit more stuff. You're going to see that spring registration isn't open yet with the city. We just kind of finalized all of it, but I'm adding some more stuff. So there's going to be some cooking classes, more different types of dance for children and preschoolers. Also, just so everyone's aware, one of the yogas is a family yoga. I'm all about trying to get not just like tiered, like preschool adult stuff. I like to integrate everyone together. So we do have a family yoga that you can bring your child and also be there. And so that everyone gets to be together, because that's what builds a community. We have also a yoga with baby, so that parents that have a young one can also participate in some of their own activities while, you know, being okay with babies crying and having to deal with diapers needing changing and all that. We're also going to try and add a couple weeks of summer camps this summer. So look out for that as well. Trying to increase that complement and see if what works and how we're going to, what we can add from there. I think that's mostly what we, I think we've tried to add a chess class, because I have heard quite a few people have asked for chess. So we're going to see how that goes. I do already have an instructor for that. So kind of a lot easier when you have someone already. Classes can also be created at any point in time if I know what people want and we have people ready to go for a class. Like, as long as I can find an instructor, we're good to go. We create it, even if it's not in the registrations yet, we can make that happen. We also have a lot of drop-ins that have started. So currently our gym is quite used and we're filling it up more and more. So we have volleyball drop-ins on Tuesdays, some badminton drop-ins on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We are gearing up to hopefully, and again, I'm saying hopefully, we're just trying to finalize all of our staff and the training, but hopefully for Sunday, we're going to have some basketball and more badminton drop-in, including a family badminton drop-in for the Sunday. We have Youth Futures is coming into our building soon for the next few months. So that's going to be, you know, 150 plus youth coming in weekly to you know, hopefully join the workforce in the communities and summer camps and all that. So that's great to get the youth going. Let's see, what else? We don't have exactly, we're still working on the details of this, but it will be coming up soon. We are working on doing an open house for in March, probably early March. We'll send out information as soon as we have all of that settled. But we are looking at doing an open house with some activities that we're running in the facility. So you can meet some of the instructors, you can meet and just kind of tour the facility, do some activities, have some fun. We'll see who we can bring in. So that would be great. I see there's a question about any update on when Ruti will get Wi-Fi. Trust me, this is something we are all working on really hard to get. We have been told that fall 2023 is our time frame. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But, you know, very excited that we are on the list and it is being looked at, and they know that we are going to get it. Sandra, I see your hand.
Yes, sorry. The Wi-Fi is really important. Stephanie is on the call, so we would ask her now. I know the RCA has some smaller meetings at the Routier, and we really require Wi-Fi. So can we try to bring it forward rather than wait until the fall?
So I don't actually have any power on that. We are putting the pressure on our end as much as possible to try and speed things up. But I don't know if Stephanie can say more. I don't have much say on when we can get it. All I've been told is we finally have a date, which is more than I had a month ago. So all I know is fall 2023.
Sorry, Sandra, was your question around the Wi-Fi?
Yes, it was. And if we can do it earlier, because it's really, next year, we're having smaller meetings at the Routier, and we need the Wi-Fi.
I will definitely ask. When I, someone had reached out to me asking that same question, and I got the response fall 2023. I believe it's because they're doing a whole batch of community rec centers in fall 2023, and they're not being done now for reasons I'm not quite sure. Budget. Maybe Karine, you know, but je ne suis pas au courant de la raison exacte, mais il y a vous, puis il y a d'autres centres communautaires qui ont eu la même réponse de l'automne 2023, mais je n'ai pas plus de détails que ça, excuse-moi, mais je peux définitivement demander.
D'autres questions? Any questions in the chat for Karine? Just want to say, welcome back, Routier, we missed you.
Glad to be back.
It's an aging facility, but boy, the impact that you have on our community. My kids started playing badminton there. I have a son who was a hip hop dancer when he was 8 years old, went on to become a professional competitive dancer, and then went to the University of Toronto and was on the varsity dance team. And it's all because he started hip hop at Routier when he was 8 years old. That's pretty, that's impactful when you think that people take the love of something that they've discovered at Routier. The other story I have to share, my mom did weight training there because I pushed her to when she was 80. Pandemic hit, her class moved to Zoom, and they're still doing it on Zoom. And she's 86 now. So you know, she's weight training, and you know, I don't have to carry her around anymore. I'm kidding. But the impact on seniors and young people and families and everyone in between, of everything that you offer. And Karine has opened up, to suggestions. If anybody has a group of people who wants to take a class in something, go ahead. Karine, je suis certaine que tu es prête à faire les recherches pour trouver quelqu'un.
Absolument. On arrive près. Je sais que ça, je pense qu'il va y avoir bien du monde qui vont être contents sur cette petite information ici. Mais on est en train de finaliser un personnel en ce moment pour pouvoir ouvrir du drop-in pickleball.
Oh, Sandra!
Ah, c'est ça que j'ai pensé. donc, ça s'en vient bientôt. On avait juste besoin de trouver le personnel et on commence à le rentrer. Donc, j'ai beaucoup d'idées. Si vous venez me parler, vous allez voir que j'ai plein d'idées pour le centre. J'aime vraiment travailler avec la communauté. Un petit atout de côté, c'est que ma grand-mère, elle, quand elle était jeune, elle a fait sa première à la 8e année à Routier. Donc, je trouve que ça fait un tour de ce que maintenant, moi, je travaille là. Donc, je trouve ça vraiment le fun. Ça me donne une petite connexion à Routier. Donc, je suis contente pour ça. J'ai plein d'idées. On a plein de choses qu'on aimerait faire. C'est vraiment de commencer à continuer là que je commence à avoir le plus de personnel possible. Ça me donne un peu plus de temps à essayer de travailler, à développer les nouvelles choses que je veux, que j'ai comme idée pour rapprocher la communauté. Puis j'adore quand le monde y rentre pour venir nous dire allô, puis venir nous parler, puis nous donner leurs histoires. Donc, s'il vous plaît, gênez-vous pas. Please don't be shy to come in and walk in, the doors are unlocked, come say hi. I love seeing people and hearing your stories. So glad to have you pop in. You want a tour of the building, you know, we'll put a pause on our work and give you a tour and show you around. It makes us happy to see everyone coming in. Even if it's just you need to use the washroom as you're walking by, please come on in.
Merci, Karine. On une question, Jay Brown. Sorry, I don't know your first name, but go ahead and hi, Jay.
Hello, sorry, it's Jody. Thanks very much.
Hi, Jody. Go ahead.
Good. How are you? Good. And thanks, Karine. I just wanted to underscore the appreciation of hearing how great it is to hear back about the Routier ramping back up and the importance of these facilities, as well as what was mentioned earlier regarding St. Bridget's and using those types of venues for the good. And so I think this is particularly important. Folks might have seen more media coverage about the potential loss or selling off of rinks in the inner city, ice rinks. And again, like, pretty tragic that we're trying to diversify sports such as hockey and winter sports to make it more accessible to a range of populations, and more with these types of moves of only keeping venues funded and structured when they're out in the suburbs is a real, I think, detriment to growing not only diversity within the inner city core and access, but losing important venues and investment in keeping up these venues. So I just wanted to say a kudos. I know there isn't a rink at Routier, but the message holds true in terms of the importance of supporting these types of buildings and facilities in the inner city. So thank you for that. That's it.
Thank you, Jody. I just want to say that I did share, LCA shared on our Facebook and Twitter, the article on the hockey rink. So I'm not sure if that's where you saw it, but do definitely, if you don't follow us already, do, because we do share, breaking information like that. And it was devastating to read that. Councillor Plante, over to you.
Hi, yeah, I just want to clarify, because a lot of people sent me that article. It is from 2020. It's not a recent article. It has been a lot of movement, you know, for Brewer, Tom Brown, Delude, Comites and stuff to really refurbish and spit polish those places. I know Gramite about 4 years ago got new, those super uncomfortable benches you sit on to watch, they got new super uncomfortable benches. They were just as uncomfortable as the previous ones. Anyway, there is a movement, by the way, to save these precious spaces. And I want to clarify, in some places there is a discussion too about transforming them to other sports, whether that be basketball, pickleball, I don't want to say hockey's falling out of favor. That's not, I would never make that as a Canadian. I would never make that argument, but there's just some communities that really just want to see different programming in those spaces. And so those are ongoing conversations with our recreational services. I've listened to a lot of them, but you were right that I'm biased, but I think Comite is pretty special. I'm really an advocate for the hockey programming there. You will not see me on skates, but I am an advocate for the hockey programming and the figure skating and the speed skating and ringuette and all that stuff that happens there. So thank you for mentioning it.
Merci beaucoup. And just to know, for you to know, we have excellent pickleball knowledge on the LCA executive.
I'll let you know as soon as the dates are set for our drop-ins.
We'll mention Sandra's name about the person who knows more about pickleball than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. But it's Sandra.
Thank you, Sylvie.
So I'll add one more little thing. If anyone, I believe that Public Arts is trying to get in contact with him. But if anyone knows of, I believe the name is Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee apparently lives in the Lower Town area and is an artist. And they have a beautiful art picture that he has made, and it is now in our lobby behind our front desk staff. So if you do know him or meet him on the street, tell him to come check out Routier and see his art on the wall, because we are very excited to not only have something pretty on the wall, but to have something from the area, from a local artist in the area. And we're definitely working on trying to change some of our pictures in the building to showcase that, because I think it's fun. So Christopher Lee, and we have a little write-up if anyone wants to read it on the picture, but if you know of him, please tell him to come visit.
Merci, Karine.
That's it for me today.
Merci, Stéphanie. On sait que tu nous quittes à 8 heures, notre réunion, but your engagement and support of us is so appreciated, though. Have a good meeting, and I hope you get to have a walk outside after. Get some fresh air. Bye. Sandra, I'm going to ask you to introduce our next guest on our next agenda item.
Great. So some of you may know that I was away for a while, and I came back about 3 weeks ago to 6.5 feet of snow in Ottawa. And, it was a big adventure to try to walk the streets, even as a person that can walk okay with no mobility issues. So I reached out to the Council on Aging. Several of our community members, which was John Woodhouse and Felix Welfield, has been in the past always involved with the SLOMO project. So I haven't been able to speak to John Woodhouse recently or Felix. But anyway, so I reached out to the Council on Aging, and Mary Haller is here tonight. And she's going to are you going to present or just speak to the subject?
I have a short presentation.
Great. Yeah. So this is a goal of making winter walking safer for everybody in your neighborhoods. And I really like this. It is a City of Ottawa initiative? Do you belong to the City of Ottawa?
It's the Council on Aging.
Okay. Council on Aging.
It's kind of separate from the city, but we do have really great city like staff support, and a few councillors are quite active involved with our committee.
Great. Well, thanks for coming tonight, Mary. And
I'm going to share my screen and hope it works.
Great. Thank you.
And it's Haller.
Mary. Haller. Okay.
It's all right. You wouldn't have known.
There's no O in it. That's Haller. Okay.
It's a Haller. Yeah. Like, let me just see here. I'm just going to see if this. Just give me a second. I have it there, but it's just not wanting to come up.
While Mary is looking,
I'm trying to figure that out. Yeah.
The Council on Aging are also looking for people to adopt a bench to clear. So if you're walking by a bench that has lots of snow on it, clear it off, take a photograph, send it to them. And
just give me a second here to sort this out.
All right. It's funny now because the snow has been removed by the City of Ottawa, thank you, and some of our streets are so much better, but even at the weekend it was still quite icy on some of the sidewalks, so walking on the street was far better. And if I had a disability, I think it'd be difficult. Are you okay, Mary?
Yep, we're just trying to
okay
share it. Do you see it?
No.
Be really sad if you can't see my slides. It's just not coming up when I try to share it here. So let me just try that. Does anything different?
Nadia, is Mary able to?
I made her co-host, so she should.
Can you see that now?
No.
All right. Because now I see it and you guys don't see it.
What's your screen?
Donna, do you have a question while we're doing this?
Yes, I do. It's more a comment, Sylvie. We have neighbors who are blind. They're amazing young men who are brothers who have who live close to Bingham Park, and I see them all the time. And I spoke to one of the brothers today, and he said that this winter has been a nightmare for them. He uses a guide dog and his brother does not, and he said his brother has had
a terrible winter. John's been able to get around a little better because of his wonderful guide dog, Nissan. But I think it's, you know, it's not just the elderly. I fall into the old fart category as well. And I have real problems with moving around in wintertime when it's this icy. So, and it's a terrible feeling to think that you're not safe outside. Okay. So that's my comment.
Okay.
Okay.
On. Thanks. All right. It doesn't seem that I'm going to be able to share the slides. It just doesn't, even with technical support. So I'll just tell you, I'll just do the presentation, sadly, without the nice little slides to go. So I'm from the Council on Aging, and I'm the co-chair of the Pedestrian Safety and Walkability Committee, and that's underneath the Transportation Committee for the Council on Aging. The mission of the Council on Aging is advancing the well-being of Ottawa's older adults. And the Council on Aging is a leading community voice for Ottawa seniors. The goal is to make Ottawa an increasingly age-friendly city by identifying and addressing issues that affect seniors. And we do this through advocacy, education, research, and planning. And there's all different committees. There's a health committee, a social, like housing committee, social isolation committee, elder abuse, and so on. But the transportation committee is the home for the pedestrian safety and walkability. And the purpose of our committee is to raise awareness and promote improvements in walkability, pedestrian safety, and accessibility in all seasons for all ages, especially for older adults and other vulnerable pedestrians, including those using mobility aids and parents with children in strollers. So the rationale, I mean, like you said, Ottawa is a winter city, and there should be a priority for all pedestrians to be able to get out and have some safety. Maybe not every single day of the year, maybe not during a winter storm, but the other days when things are cleared, to make things clear enough so that even the most vulnerable can get out and not be fearful about leaving their home and falling on icy streets or icy sidewalks or pathways, because we know all that can lead to social isolation. My background is a physiotherapist, so I joined this committee on the fall prevention kind of side of things, but it goes beyond more than that. It goes to just, you know, staying fit, staying socially active, being able to get your groceries, being able to get your mail. There's all kinds of reasons why people need to get out into the city. So the Snowmall campaign was first launched in 2018. It was named to identify with winter moles who burrow under the snow for safety, as well as mole agents who work undercover to collect important evidence. So snow moles are volunteer pedestrians. Everybody here could be a snow mole. And we ask them to complete a winter walking audit and then answer a short questionnaire about winter walkability and pedestrian safety issues. So everyone who completes one of these audits, it either gets sent in by paper or through the website. And all the comments and responses are put together and they're put into a report, and we report this to the City of Ottawa. The other thing that we do, and I'll get into just a bit more about the audit itself. As a committee, we've been trying to develop more checklists for safety and other tools for winter walking safety. We partner with community groups and leaders. We do the winter audits and we put them all together to form a report. We're trying to raise awareness and promote more snow moles, because the more people that do the audits, the more strong our voice is a lot stronger as a whole together. And we're trying to reach all different areas. There's been a lot more of the audits done in the center of the city, and we're trying to reach all the suburbs as well. And then we also try to make recommendations or to the city for the winter walking or the winter quality maintenance standards. So in order to do a snow mole audit, you can go directly to it through snowmoles@coaottawa.ca. So COA is Council on Aging. if you went to the Council on Aging website, you could also find it under committees and under transportation, and there's a direct link to Snowmoles. And the website is bilingual, and we can do the audit either in English or in French. So I'm showing, I'm doing all of this in English, but the whole website is bilingual. So if you were just to look at the first page of the questionnaire, if you went in to do an audit, or if you'd done your walk and you wanted to do the questionnaire, it asks you the day that you walked and the neighborhood that you walked in. And I'll just go through a couple of the questions. It asks you about the surfaces that you walked on. So did you walk on a sidewalk, a pathway? Did you walk on a street? Did you walk on steps or stairs? Did you walk on ramps? And then it's asking you, a lot of people end up walking on the road or the streets. And so it asks, why are you walking on the street or the road? Is it because there's no sidewalk? Is it because the road is cleared better, or the sidewalk's in really that bad of shape? We realize that there's a lot of infrastructure issues, and when you have snow on top of it, it just makes things a lot worse. Last year, we added more focus on, on steps, stairs, and ramps to make sure that they're clear as well. And we're asking about railings on the stairs as well. We want to know if people are willing to give us information about whether they have a mobility issue and willing to tell us what that is. We're interested in that. I spoke last week with someone who wanted to do a snowmole audit, but she was visually impaired. So we did it over the phone, and I gave her some help because she couldn't access the website. So we're trying to look at all manners of abilities and disabilities. And as well, we're trying to get more of an intergenerational approach as well. We've partnered with a few daycare centers and daycare programs because they're going out walking and they're using strollers, and it's just as challenging. I mean, I know I've had to carry my own child's stroller over piles of snow, but those ones with three kids in it, I don't think you can. So we're trying to make sure that people see it as an accessibility issue for everybody, not just for older adults. So trying to bridge the gap. We're encouraging anyone who does the audit to as well send photos in directly to the link to the that's in the audit, because pictures tell 1,000 words, and then we can actually see where the problems are. And with a picture, if there's a way to say exactly what the street corner is at or the address, so that we can give that feedback to the city so they can try to improve it. We also want to have the stories of great clearance of snow, because the city is doing well at times in different areas. And so it's good to give the feedback that some areas are doing really well with their sidewalks, with completing a complete trip. So you can actually get to the store all the way and back. You can actually reach the push button for the crosswalk on the way and back. So we want to hear some of the stories that where we're doing well, and then also where things could improve. So we've made a lot of different recommendations to the city to help to put pedestrian safety first. We've put in some input to the city for the winter quality maintenance standards, and we're still waiting for that to come out. We've given some feedback to the city to help improve some of the training for the snowplow and the sidewalk plow operators. So they look behind them, they have a little bit more idea what a complete trip is, making sure that there's not snow around the push button so people can reach them. And there has been some realigning of the timing of the snow and the streets so that they're not always starting in the same spot and ending in the same, like going from A to Z. They're maybe starting and doing it the other way, so you're not always the first, and then you're not always the last house on the street to get clear. And then, as you mentioned, this year, the new initiative with the snow moles is this adopt a bench. So we're asking anyone who is a snow mole, our snow mole champions. So every area of the city has a snow mole champion who reaches out to her network. We're asking them and any other snow moles and any other pedestrians who are walking, if they're able to clear any of the benches that are along their path. Because that was one of the big things that came up in the last couple of audits, that there aren't any benches for people to sit on. If they're going for a walk, they've got to complete the whole walk and they can't have a rest. So we're asking people to do that, to take pictures of the ones that are cleared, the ones that aren't cleared, so that there's just a lot more, you know, it makes it a lot more inviting city if there's benches that people can kind of sit down and have a little chat. And I know that that was mentioned before, that they're trying to, if you're trying to beautify your neighborhood, adding more benches and then asking, you know, you got to think about who's going to clear them. But if you can get volunteers to do it, we've asked some of the daycare organizers who go out regularly for walks to do them. And so they're having some kids do them along their kind of daily walks as part of their recreation. So the kids just kind of clear them with their hands, and it's kind of a win-win for everybody. So that's about everything. So the audit is directly from the website or directly from the email that I gave you or the link that I gave you. The real goal is to make Ottawa an age-friendly city, and we must make winter walking winter safer and more accessible. Winter is not going away. Winter is getting more difficult with the thaws and freezes and thaws and freezes. So that becomes really problematic. So we're really trying to work at getting things a bit clear, getting more city sidewalks clear down to the bare sidewalk. And as well, on the off seasons, trying to put in a bit more, giving the city a little bit more feedback in sidewalk design and infrastructure, because when things are designed a bit better, there might be, we'll do a little bit better in the winter season with snow on it. So I'm sorry that you couldn't see any of my slides. I don't know what happened. Anyways.
Great, so that's great. And thank you for that. I had no idea what the snow moles were when Sandra introduced this topic to us. And I just want to say thanks for joining us. It's a great initiative, important. And I'll try in my spare time to become a champion. I clear the drains. Does that work? At the end of the street. Anyway.
Yeah, so it would be great if everybody did one per year. Like when you're out walking and you see something that's done really well or not, it's great to, because it's good to get a little bit more feedback outside, like our committee and our leaders and their groups, like to kind of get a few more people each year. The one thing that we did this year was we made up little cards with the snow mole information, kind of like a business card size, with a QR link to the website. So I carry them when I go out for a walk, and when people gripe about the weather or the clearance or how great it is or how bad it is, I give them one, so that I'm trying to encourage more people to have a voice, rather than just telling them about snow moles and then they go off and do their day and they might forget about what it was and what was the link. And
I think there's something too about a community taking care of others in the community. So we look after each other. I mean, we know that we like to have the city come and do things for us and whatnot, but when we can actually take care of each other and help each other out, that's how a community functions. When the counselor was talking about everybody getting together at the Drag Queen Bingo on the weekend, you know, this is how communities, interact and communicate and connect. So I don't see any questions for you, Mary, but I just wanted you to know, I put your website link up on our chat, so people had it directly. They can just click on it if they want to go and see what snow moling is all about. Thanks again.
All right. Mary. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Speaking of snow, our next agenda item is the Lower Town Winterfest. La fête d'hiver de la basse ville s'en vient dans une semaine d'aujourd'hui, tout le monde. Put it down in your agenda, and I'm going to throw it over to our Vice President Warren Waters to tell you about Winterfest.
That's me. Now all we have to do is pray that there's still snow for us on next Monday, 20th of February, from 1 until 3 o'clock. We're having a winter fest for Lowertown at Jules Morin Park. That's at the east end what street is that? Not George, but one block north of George.
York.
One block, yeah, York. The east end of York Street, Jules Morin Park. It's mainly for kids, but everybody's invited. And we do need volunteers for some of the positions. As you know, herding children is not an easy task for seniors. So if we have two or three more than there are children, then it we might have an even number. But we're definitely going to be out-energied. The kids are definitely going to have more energy than us old farts. So we need more of us, more of the old folks, in order to help keep the kids entertained. There's a bouncy castle. There's a wagon rides from Kendall Stable. We're going to have food and snacks, halal hot dogs. The counselors providing hot chocolate and snacks. And there'll be music from Jump FM. So bring your dancing shoes, and if there's ice, you bring your skates as well. The police are going to be soundly beaten by our Lower Town youth team if we can just keep the ice frozen long enough. Next Monday, see you there. Whether you want to volunteer or not, we hope to see everybody out.
Thanks so much, Warren.
Can I just add, it's next Monday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
1 to 3, and it's family day. So that's why it's on a Monday. Long weekend. Merci, Warren. Our next agenda item is actually not on the agenda, but I have added this myself. I received an email from a young woman who works at the Rideau Center today, and I found it very concerning. And we had a little bit of a chat, and what she is going to share with us is one of the reasons why we're working so hard on the safety security side and on changing the way social services are delivered. And so I thought it was important for us to hear a first person account of someone who lives some difficulties on a daily basis. So I really want to thank her for joining us this evening and sharing her story with us. Bethany, I'm just going to introduce you as Bethany. You're welcome to introduce your full name if you want to, but right now I'm just going to say, Bethany, thanks again, and tell us a little bit about your experience of working at the Rideau Center.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm not much of a public speaker or a speaker to people that I don't know at all, so I'm just going to read you the letter that I initially wrote to Mayor Mark Sutcliffe and to Stephanie Plant. So I wrote, "I'm writing to you today as a concerned citizen and an employee of the Rideau Center. I've been employed at the Rideau Center for 6 years and have genuinely enjoyed my time working downtown. My time here has given me the opportunity to meet people from all over the world as they visit our fine city and explore the Byward Market and Parliament Hill. Unfortunately, within recent months, this is not the case. I'm sure it's not lost on you that the conditions of our downtown have been deteriorating for some time. In this letter, I would like to share with you some of my personal experiences at the Rideau Center and how I've been affected by these circumstances. I arrive at the Rideau Center early in the morning most days to find houseless people sleeping on the floors and benches of the mall. Often I must step around them to access my place of employment. I've been spat on while walking through the mall in the middle of the day. I've been cornered by a man with an uncovered needle. I was approached by this same man at a later date who yelled profanities at me as he approached. I've encountered people overdosing in back hallways. I've encountered groups of houseless people who appear to be living in the underground parking. I've witnessed people masturbating. I've witnessed people smoking and injecting substances out in the open. I've held my colleagues while they cry about the experiences that they've had. I've had to clean up blood, urine, feces, and vomit. And I've witnessed customers being assaulted. I'm one employee out of hundreds. These are my experiences and my experiences only. The mental health and some substance abuse issues taking place in the mall have reached terrifying levels, and the problem is continually getting worse. For 5 days of the week, I live in fear. On more than one occasion, I've had to wonder if I would get home to my child at the end of my shift. Come take a walk through the Rideau Center. You will see only a small sampling of what we experience regularly here. We need your support to address not only the safety concerns, but to bring the vitality back to our downtown. This is not how we want our city to be represented to our tourist population, and it's certainly not how we want to represent our country as the capital. Thank you for your time."
Bethany, that very powerful.
Thank you.
For sharing the first, your lived experience of every single day going to work. And I just want to commend you for joining us today, for reaching out and to the mayor and to the counselor. And the counselor actually connected us to you. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're happy to have you this evening. You know, you and the lived experiences of many people, many of us, are why we are trying to affect massive social change. It's pretty massive what we're doing. And the bottom line is also to help the people better. The fact that they are hanging around the Rideau Center means they don't feel safe to go anywhere else, right? So that's mm-hmm. that's not good. And then you're experiencing some very significant security issues because of it. So we are moving on it. Our counselor is very, very much on side. The more we can have a citywide approach to caring for the vulnerable and those in need, the more we can bring our communities back to a more safe environment. And you're right, the market, the Rideau Center are huge tourist attractions. And we keep hammering that to the powers that be, that we need to help resolve this so that the market can become the jewel that it once was, and our community can be a safe one to live in. I mean, we all have stories similar to yours, all of us. You know, we live here. Many of us have raised our kids here. Many of us work here. And so, you know, it's a twofold thing, is making our community safer and helping those in need, because they're also unsafe. You know, it's definitely a crisis situation. Robin, you just put in a chat, you're calling it a crisis situation, and I agree with you. So all I can say, Bethany, is we're on it. We've escalated this discussion. We had a huge media campaign in January that resonated quite well on a more balanced approach to helping the vulnerable. And thank you for sharing your voice. It's great that you reached out to our counselor and the mayor, and you're welcome to reach out to us anytime. And thanks for your courage. It's not easy to speak in front of a large group of people, especially when I kind of threw it at you, you know. Anyway.
No, so, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Madame Carrard, votre main est levée. Allez-y.
Oui, merci. I just wanted to react to Bethany's testimony. I've witnessed some of what you've mentioned myself going to the Rideau Center. So I'm not all that much surprised. However, the extent of your experience is actually very concerning to me. I just want to reassure you that I'm not taking this lightly, and I'll be doing some follow-ups with some officials as to what can be done. This is not a typical situation, and we can't let it happen. I mean, I understand, like, there's a lot of people that are experiencing homelessness and having a lot of challenges with mental health, and that's really where we need to focus our efforts. We need to help those people to, you know, give them the support that they need so that they don't end up in, you know, public space and, you know, having to disrupt the lives of everyone, which is, it makes it very uncomfortable. So I just want to let you know that I heard you, and I'll be following up on that with my colleagues.
Very good. Merci beaucoup. So Bethany, you've written the mayor and the councillor, and we have our provincial member of parliament who's heard you tonight and is going to move forward as well. So I think that your participation tonight's very worthwhile, and your voice is important. So I want to say thank you, and take care. Please take care. Yeah, we do. We're sorry that you're going through that. We love our community and we're working on it. I say it every month, but we are. There are people on this call who have heard me yell in meetings and get very, very angry. And it's because of this. This is exactly why I get really mad, and I use incredibly inappropriate language, which I won't use tonight because some of you don't know me. Speaking of inappropriate language, I'm kidding. I am now going to go to our committee chairs. As you know, we are all volunteers here in the LCA. On a plusieurs comités, et ces gens-là travaillent beaucoup entre les réunions, et puis ont toujours des rapports mensuels à chaque rencontre communautaire. C'est important parce qu'il y a beaucoup de choses qui se passent au sein de chaque comité. And once again, these committee chairs are very are very hardworking and doing a lot in between our meetings and attend a lot of meetings on our behalf. And I am honored to work with such a great group of people. So I'm going to start with our arts and culture group, Kendra Hughes. Kendra, I know I spoke about our beautification plan, but I know you've got other things to talk about as well. So over to Kendra Hughes.
Thanks, Sylvie. I'll keep it relatively short. Sorry, I'm just recovering from everything that Bethany shared. It was a lot, but thank you for sharing that, Bethany. I don't think you're alone in experiencing that. It's just a lot for one person. So on a somewhat lighter positive note, I just wanted to highlight, I know Sylvie mentioned there are in the market, lots of activities still for Winterlude, lots of programming, woodcutting, singing. This past weekend, the Hip Hop Festival House of Paint did a takeover of the upstairs of the Byward Market. So if there's anybody interested in seeing old school graffiti, new school graffiti, there's a show on the second floor of the Byward Market. As some of you might know, it's the 50th anniversary of hip hop. Slightly different flavor for our neighborhood, which is great. As Sylvie mentioned, she and I are exploring the beautification piece. I think in our discussions, there's a bit of a feeling that some of the approach has been a bit piecemeal when it comes to, you know, there's like bits and pieces of greenery, bits and pieces of good lighting, but kind of having an approach which is a bit more like holistic, which looks at like more areas of our neighborhood than just small pieces. And I've been chatting with shop owners about it. There's some excitement there. So it's good to know that. And I think on this call today, some enthusiasm. So watch this space and I'll just leave it there for now. Thanks.
That Donna was talking about the Finnish housing model, and I actually through Kendra, because Kendra found it for me earlier today, we had published on our social media channels an article on that, so I just put it in the chat. It's very, very interesting, the approach to housing in Finland. Continuing on with our committees, le comité en charge du patrimoine, our heritage committee, we have two co-chairs and they're both with us today, which is great. Andrew Waldron and Nancy Miller-Chenier. I'll send it to both of you to take us through what's going on.
Hi, everyone. I'll start. I'm under a pseudonym called John A. tonight, but I'm actually Nancy Miller-Chenier. And I just want to say thank you to Bethany and just emphasize a little bit of what Kendra was saying. I think one of the things we get to do on the LCA committees is promote the positive of our community. And one of the things about heritage is that we do live in the oldest settled part of Ottawa, and heritage is all about promoting what we have and talking about how we can value and preserve that that heritage. On a positive note, thanks to the Ruche Center being open, Andrew and I are planning to have some drop-ins on the last Thursday of every month. So put February 23rd in your calendar. Doesn't matter whether you live on the east side where we're fighting to get more heritage protection or on the west side where we're trying hard to preserve what we have. Do come 7 o'clock. We're hoping to be there and we can talk to you about your houses, about your interest, and maybe generate some more activity in the heritage area. In terms of what we're working on right now, you'll be sick of hearing about it, but for over a year now, we've been working on updating our heritage conservation districts in the Byward Market and Lower Town West. The work is ongoing. It's very, very slow. And I think some of it is tied up in the fact that the Byward Market is going through a number of different planning modes. So we have a public ground plan. We have the NCC doing the courtyards. We have a push for a secondary plan. And I think Heritage is somehow being squished in with all of those plans. But stay tuned. We'd really like to push the city to have another community update. It's been, gosh, I think it was October 2021 when they first came to us and told us that they were planning to visit these districts. On the good news side as well, McDonald Gardens, that was designated 5 years ago, has now a really good draft conservation plan. Thanks to the Friends of the Garden and some other people, we're working with the city on getting something final done in that area. And Winterfest, do visit. It's already been said, but the LCA will have a table there, and Heritage, with the help of Liz McKenzie, our wonderful past co-chair, will have a little tribute to York Street School, a little Hall of Fame centennial project for them, as well as some of our existing displays about previous winter carnivals in Jules Morin, formerly Anglesia. Anyway, do come by and see the LCA people that are there. And I think that's it.
Just a few other items, just two things. One, in fact, next week is Heritage Week in most provinces and territories. So that's a celebration that happens every year. There will be the Heritage Awards, the Ottawa Heritage Awards, the City Awards that will be given out. It's at the Bytown Museum this year. So I haven't seen any invites. I'll be talking with the heritage planners at the city and find out, you know, time and so on. I sat on the jury this year. So what I'll do is I'll send out those links. And the other thing is, Bill 23, the Ford government's, More Housing Act that slipped through during the election. And I'm going to circulate a piece by Mark Dennis on the consequences of that on the Ontario Heritage Act. So there are some pretty sweeping things that occurred, and there's the latest regulations have made it more stringent to designate things. There's more freedom for demolition, which is not what we want in this climate change crisis. So those kind of things are coming down the route, and there will be consequences in our historic neighborhoods. So I'll just post them, but two things: Heritage Week to celebrate, and then that Bill 23.
For our Heritage Committee co-chairs. Nope. Thank you so much. Our next committee to report is Housing and Homelessness, Le Logement et la Lutte contre l'Itinérance, Bruce Kelly.
Excusez-moi, je viens de voir une grosse lumière, je vais se la cacher avec ma tête. Hein. Hi everyone, thank you very much. I just want to loop back on the panel we had last week. It's completely in line to what Sylvie has mentioned and to the le témoignage we just had for the from Beth. As you know, the Lower Town Association is taking a position that we are promoting a declustering of the social services in our ward, but that doesn't mean like stopping providing services. It means, you know, having a human solution to a human problem, and that's where we're going towards. And in the Echo, there'll be an article that'll be coming out, a short little article of a summary of the panel we had, and you have the link to the panel discussion. What's interesting to see is everybody's on board. Everybody's realizing that, you know, you need a housing first approach. And with that, you need to provide good social services. Again, c'est avoir une approche humaine à un problème humain. Anyways, suffice to say that the association itself will have, you know, keep on promoting our stance, and we'll keep on working with our partners to make sure we can have, you know, positive gain to enable the most vulnerable to have proper care. Yeah, mais c'est tout. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, Bruce. Y a-t-il des questions pour Bruce? I just saw something, sorry. Echo now posted online and will be mailed out soon from Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. Little
good.
Merci beaucoup, Bruce. Pas de questions. Sinon, on va continuer avec le comité de planification, planning, Warren Waters. Back to you.
Hi. There has actually been, surprisingly, some movement on the planning side. Although it's not a new development, it's simply a rezoning of an existing rezoning. 339 Cumberland. That's the corner of Cumberland and York Street. That corner lot was amended in 2020. But they forgot to apply the exemption. They were allowing the building to be built to the lot lines. There is no building there now. It's a vacant lot. But they forgot that wouldn't help if they didn't also abolish the need for a landscape buffer. So they're proposing to eliminate the requirement for a landscape buffer, so that they could implement their original intention. That was approved in 2020. I'll post a link to the file lead, Mitchell Lesage, and comments are due by March 13th. If you have any comments on that proposal, and aside from that, there's been very little activity on the planning file. We found that the planning department wasn't really interested in coming to present to us, because they see doing these things piecemeal to be more productive. So that rather than doing a secondary plan and a community design plan for the area, they would rather deal with things piece by piece. As Nancy mentioned, that's probably because it's easier for the bureaucracy to digest small pieces. They don't like dealing with the overall planning. So we're still working on getting a meeting with Don Herwer, the acting director of planning, to try and explain to him that doing it piecemeal is doing it backwards. That you need an overall plan in order to integrate the pieces. But that's still a work in progress.
Thanks, Warren. Anybody have any questions on, and you're going to post a link to the proposed rezoning, right, Warren? If anybody lives near Cumberland and York and wants to check that out, Warren will be posting a link.
Yes, I'll post that right now.
Thank you so much. Nous avons deux comités qui nous restent. On va aller maintenant avec le comité sur les parks. Over to Sandra Milton.
Hello, everybody. I do safety, as you know. I continue to be really active on this file. There's a lot going on right now. This week, we may have Freedom Convoy anniversary, so stay tuned. I believe the police are involved and ready for this. There's lots of meetings with the police, with the community outreach teams, Crime Prevention Ottawa, other community associations, and a lot of community members and residences. There's been quite a few incidents, much like Bethany's, in local areas outside people's houses, people trying to enter people's homes. The other day I was walking up King Edward Avenue and there was a box on fire and suddenly it exploded. So there's all kinds of odd situations going on. With regard to parks, we're still working on the revitalization of Bingham Park, as it was mentioned earlier, and Nancy mentioned McDonough Gardens. I guess the other big thing is the trees that were cut down, the 31 trees that were cut down on King Edward Avenue without any consultation to the city or parks like the Lower Town Community Association. Apparently it was a mistake that we were not informed. So I'm still in contact with the city. They have sent a list of trees that they may plant. I'm meeting this week with cafes because they have information that they can help us with the trees so that next time when we go to the city, we will be prepared with the type of trees that we think should be on King Edward Avenue. And I'm very disappointed with the city cutting down those trees. You know, it's such a bare street now. I mean, it, as Sylvie's presentation earlier, it could be so beautiful. Anyway, that's all for me. But rest assured, we are working really hard for the community. And if anybody has any issues or questions or would like to get involved, please contact myself or others. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sandra. I don't see any hands raised or questions in the chat. So we'll go with Dominic Santos to present our last committee report, transport.
Yeah, not too much to report, but just based on meetings and from what we understand, it's extremely unlikely that a tunnel would be considered as a realistic option. So that means a bridge is the likely contender. But that's sort of all the information that we have at this time.
Thanks, Dominic. I do know that Minister Fortier is promoting a citywide interprovincial traffic movement study, right? So she wants to see how current bridges are handling traffic as well. And we're looking forward to seeing that, because what we are promoting is, are there any other bridges that they can open to trucks that would lighten the load on King Edward as an interim measure? We'll see. Anyway, but thank you for that. I don't see any questions or hands raised. So that actually brings our meeting to an end. Our next meeting is Monday, March 13th. Prochaine réunion dans un mois, le 13 mars, c'est encore un lundi, 19h. I just want to once again thank all of you for taking the time out of a busy life to join us. C'est super apprécié que vous êtes là. We put our email address in the chat, so feel free to reach out to us if you want to. We will keep working on your behalf and are proud, proud residents of Lower Town and proud to be a part of this amazing historic community, and we'll continue to work. Donc, merci encore une fois. Another mention, thank you, Bethany. I think that your presentation was incredibly powerful and just really brings back to how important everything that we are doing to help in situations like that. And glad that you were with us tonight. That was very important. Donc, mais je vous souhaite une excellente fin de soirée, tout le monde. Il reste encore quelques heures à profiter. Et puis, on vous remercie encore une fois. Puis, on se voit dans un mois. We'll see you in 1 month. Thanks once again. Good night.